Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
God is so big. He made the world, the whole world. And God has you and everything in it safely in His hands. Let's sing. He's got the whole world in His hands.
He's got the whole world in His hands. He's got the whole world in His hands. He's got the whole world in His hands. He's got the whole world in His hands. He's got the wind. He's got the sun and the moon in His hands. He's got the wind and the rain in His hands. He's got the whole world in His hands. He's got the tiny little baby in His hands. He's got the tiny little baby in His hands. He's got the tiny
One time I was in a storm. Well, lots of times, but one time I remember I was in a storm. Lightning kept flashing, thunder booming, and rain pouring down so hard. I went inside a safe spot inside my car and I watched the storm. With Jesus, we do not ever have to be afraid. Let's sing. Jesus takes care of me.
I don't ever have to be afraid. Jesus takes care of me. I don't ever have to be afraid. Jesus takes care of me. I don't ever have to be afraid. Jesus takes care of me. I don't ever have to be afraid. Jesus takes care of me.
We are going to play a guessing game. I'll give you hints. Then you guess what it is. Are you ready?
I light up the sky during a storm. I am a flash of light, white or yellow. I make a zigzag. It's dangerous to touch me. What am I?
Lightning.
Lightning. Next one. I am a big sound, like a rumble or a boom. You could hear me during a storm after lightning. Jesus' voice sounded like this when he spoke the Ten Commandments. What am I?
Thunder.
Thunder. That's right. Last one. I make sailboats move. When I blow, the leaves of trees sway. I am air when it is moving. What am I?
Wind.
The wind. These three things are all part of storms. Storms can be scary, but our friend Jesus can calm the storms, the lightning, the thunder, and the wind. Our story today is about a big storm Jesus' disciples were afraid of. Dear Jesus, thank you for our Bibles. Thank you for taking care of us and loving us so much. Help us to learn about you in Jesus' name. Amen. When Jesus lived on this earth, he got tired, just like we do. One day after Jesus had been telling stories and helping people all day long, he was very, very tired. Jesus had been telling his stories while sitting in a boat beside the shore of a big, beautiful lake. Can you picture it? Jesus and his disciples decided to ride the boat to the other side of the lake. Jesus lay down in the boat. At last, he could rest. The boat gently rocked him back and forth and put him quickly to sleep. Then suddenly, a big storm came. A strong wind started to blow. Bright lightning flashed all around. Loud thunder crashed. A few raindrops fell. Then more and more and more rain was pouring down. The wind was so strong, the boat was about to tip over. Waves splashed lots of water into the boat. The disciples quickly grabbed buckets. Imagine you're helping them. Scoop, 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 pouring the water as fast as they could. The disciples knew that the boat must not fill with water because if it did, what would happen? The boat would sink and they would go down into the water. The disciples kept dipping and rowing, but the waves grew higher. The disciples were sure that the boat was going to sink. They were afraid. Wouldn't you be? The disciples had forgotten all about who? Yes, Jesus. Then suddenly, they remembered. Where's Jesus? They asked. In all the storm, they had not seen him once. Then a big flash of lightning lit up the sky. There in the flash of lightning, the disciples saw Jesus. He was sound asleep in the back of the boat. Can you believe it? He slept through the storm. Perfect peace. Jesus! Save us or we'll die! Jesus opened his eyes. He felt the wind and the rain. He saw the lightning flashing and heard the thunder crashing. Jesus saw the waves. The boat was about to tip. But was Jesus afraid? No. Jesus stood up and held out his hand over the wind and the waves. And he said three little words. This is our memory verse. Peace. Be still. That's all he said. But the lightning and the wind and the rain and the waves all obeyed Jesus. Right away, the big storm was gone. Who's in control of nature? Jesus is. The boat rocked quietly along, and the disciples rowed it to shore. Jesus was not afraid of the storm. Do you know why? Jesus trusted his Father in heaven. He knew God would keep them safe. The disciples were afraid when the big storm came, but after the storm, Jesus reminded them that they did not ever have to be afraid. Jesus wants us to trust him too. Shall we ask Jesus to help us to trust him always? Yes, let's do that. Jesus, please help us to trust you. You are in control. In Jesus' name, amen. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse today is Mark 4, 39. Then he said, peace, be still. The he that it's talking about is Jesus. So you can sign the word Jesus when we say, then he said. Middle finger touches the palm of one hand and then the other hand does the same thing. Peace, be still. Stretch out your arms like Jesus did, talking to the storm. Peace, be still. Now let's say it together. You can repeat after me. Then he said, peace,
peace,
be still,
be still.
Mark 4:39. Let's fold our hands and pray together. Dear Jesus, please help us to learn.
Help us to learn.
To always trust in you.
To always trust you.
We know you love us.
We know you care for us.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Our closing song is from the hymnal. It's called, He Leadeth Me. Let's sing it together.
He leadeth me by his
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.